Hello.
Hi, is this Dennis?
It is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. It's Paul from Local Splash. Thanks for calling in, and I think you spoke with Hans. I was on another call, but I'm glad you did call in. So I know that when you and I got off the phone, you and your wife wanted to kind of talk about that. Did you have a chance to do that?
Did I say again?
You were able to speak with your wife about what I think she was on the call too, right?
She was, yeah. We had talked about it, and okay. You know, I kind of. Is 200 a month? Is that as low as you can get it?
Well, let me see here. Let me pull up your file because I think I saw something that I might be able to help out here. Now, your Angie's profile, that home advisor, that has it listed as veteran-owned. Are you yourself a veteran of the U.S. military?
We both are.
You
yeah,
both?
My son and I, both are.
Oh, you are. Well, that's actually going to be a big discount for you. I mean, it's always going to be $50 off of any program or package, and since we're looking at $199 percentage-wise, that is huge. It's going to drop it down from $199 down to $149 as the recurring monthly. The website is still going to be included in that, and I think, yeah, it looks like I was able to reduce the one-time setup fee from $299 down to just $99. So instead of being $298 to get started, it would just be $248, and then every month after that, it would be $149. Now, that $149 is an exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up no matter how long you choose to use the service. And, of course, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. And everything about the website is included in that rate as well, meaning the initial construction of it, the hosting of it, the maintenance and updating of it too. So you can keep on taking new photos of new jobs we send out you. We'll be able to put those photos on the website. There would never be any additional cost for us to do that.
Okay.
Can we cancel it any time, and are we able to see how many?
Yeah, he gives a report.
Yes, it's more than a monthly report. You'll have 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. The information updates in almost real time, meaning that the information does update several times throughout the day, and you do have 24 access to it, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You can see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from individual directories or from your website. Now, of course, most of the time you'll simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you do get a text message and an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, whether they call you directly as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website. It's still that flat rate. Anything they type into that form also repopulates on your tracking and reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, the other thing, too, is it is completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it as well. If you get more work than you can take on, want to go on an extended vacation, the service can even be paused seasonally if necessary.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's get started.
Okay. I believe I've got all the information. The business is to be branded as 3B Excavation and Dirt Work, and the and is the word spelled out, right? A-N-D, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and?
We can't. And, yes.
A-N-D, gotcha. That's how I do have it. And then the phone number, the 817-901-9340, that is the number that you want your customers to call, the best number to promote for your business?
Correct.
Okay. And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Can we add a secondary phone number?
Sure. And this would be a secondary number for the business or just for us to contact you?
For the business.
For the business as well?
Yeah, my wife's phone number. Sometimes, if I'm busy, I won't answer the phone.
Gotcha. So they can call this other number. What is that number?
214.
Mm-hmm.
202.
Okay.
8294.
8294. So I've got 214-202-8294 as a secondary number for the business to list. I do have the email address on file. When we contact you, it's usually going to be phone or text. We'll use email mostly for the longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. But do you have a preference? Do you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of the above.
All of them? Okay, good. And there'll be some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text, and probably also try the secondary number. And then, of course, we want your wife on here as well as an authorized point of contact. What is her name?
Tammy,
T-A-M-M-Y?
Correct.
Same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And I've got her phone number as the alternate or the secondary business number then. I think I asked you before, but just to make sure, you are, of course, service-based. So no one ever comes to you. You always go out to them. There's no physical address for us to promote for your business online, right?
No, we office out of our home.
We
don't have a storefront.
That's the 1485 Mariner Valley in Bluffdale, 76433. Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if it were an outside office or a shop, if you don't see customers come to you, you'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and, of course, no physical street address. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call. It could be with you, your wife, or both of you. That's where we get all the information that we need to create all that content. We'll want to know, of course, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, family-owned, veteran-owned. If you've got a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. What I will do now, though, to secure the listing for your business is to read what's called a voice verification. It is required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, of course, it is that fixed flat rate that we were able to reduce that rate with all of the discounts down to $149. That rate will never go up. We've also reduced the setup fee, the websites included, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So, Dennis, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
3D excavation and dirt work.
Okay, and that's how I have that with the word A&D spelled out. And then, Dennis, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Dennis Bashir, president.
Okay, and Mr. Bashir, as the president of 3B Excavation and Dirt Work, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that we will be using for our services here, you are also, of course, an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Bashir, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to reach out and call you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Dennis, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Of course, of course. And as long as you're responsive, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie's or the Home Advisor. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services we're already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be creating that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We'll do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, of course, reducing both that subscription cost down to $149 and reducing the one-time setup fee with the website actually included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 17th of May, in the very discounted total amount of just $248.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $149.00. And again, that $149 is an exact amount and a fixed rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there is no lead generation fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include
okay.
content.
What is the term? You said once the term is completed, what term?
Correct. Yeah, and I'll get to that in just a minute. It is a month-to-month service. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories and destinations, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, here's the part that you're asking about. Our service is offered completely at will, which means month to month, no long-term contract. You may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. Like I said, you can also pause the service at any time. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Bashir, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Dennis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
I do agree. One question is, the 248 to get started, that's a one-time fee. And then
correct.
There's a reoccurring fee on the 17th of every month thereafter.
Correct. Yeah, so the 248, I should say, includes the initial month of 149 with the one-time setup fee of the 99. So that's the 248 right there. The monthly service bills proactively, like your rent would. You pay on the first, and then you're good to the end of the month. And that's because we get started right away. I mean, it's going to take us about maybe 3-4 business days for us to build out your website. And then without that setup fee, it's just the recurring monthly, and that would be on the 17th moving forward at 149.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so I'm pulling up that client interview calendar now to see what's available for that follow-up call with our technician. Mr. Bashir, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
There's, it's my name, and then it's 3B Dirtwork.
3B Dirtwork, okay. And is there a middle initial in your name or simply Dennis Bashir?
There is.
There is?
Dennis L. Bashir.
L, okay, gotcha. And then you did say that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4016-1530.
Yes, sir.
0630.
Okay.
9539.
And then the expiration month and year?
0225.
02 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
562.
Okay, so I've got 562, and February or 02 of 2025 for the expiration. Mr. Bashir, was the card itself 4016-1530-0630-9539. Okay. 0630. Okay. 9539. Okay. And does that bill at the home address then, the 1485 Mariner Valley? Of course, that's 76433. Okay.
It does. Okay.
In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, now, can you repeat that? I lost your signal.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I was just saying in about a minute, you're going to receive the confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. Even though you are going to receive that email, if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, that's fine. I'm driving. So.
Oh, you are. Oh, that explains the background noise. That explains the background noise, the wind. So you'll receive it in about a minute or so. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. You'll receive all of that information by email in about a minute. Our automated system will also send you an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. That might even be easier for you or for your wife to access right now. When you receive either that text or the email, just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about, 25, 30 minutes, about half that time. Looks like we are booked up for the 4 and 5 o'clock, so we'll be looking to tomorrow. The earliest available would be 9 a.m., and then the last available would be that 5 o'clock. Most spots are available in between that, too. Did you want something as early as... Oh, Thursday?
Thursday will work for us.
Tomorrow's... Gotcha. So if we're going that far out, the calendar is wide open, with the exception of the lunch hour, which would be 2 o'clock there. The 9 o'clock or the 5 o'clock or anywhere in between?
Yeah, let's shoot for 10 o'clock.
10? Okay, 10 o'clock. So it'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. So it'll get to you a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone pretty close to 10:30. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Now, is the number that we're speaking on the one for our client interview technician to call, the one ending 9340?
9340, yes.
Okay, all right, so we'll have them call that number. You'll receive a reminder email at 9, an hour prior to that scheduled call. I'll also send to your email a calendar invite. It's just going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English, and it really is more for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Now, did you receive either the text message or the email that our systems should have sent out?
Let me well, it wouldn't go to yours. It would go to mine.
Yeah, it would go to the one that we're speaking on, because that's listed as the primary.
Yeah, go to 3B. 3B, right? That's where you're sending the emails.
Well, the email, the email would go to the email address. No, it's actually going to go to dlbashir@gmail.com, but it should also... It should also generate a text message as well. Yeah, just real quick, I have to walk you through it.
Okay, go ahead.
So if you pull up the email, it's the invoice email, and below it, of course, has the email. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept this terms and conditions or subscription terms. Once you click on the click here, it pulls up local/terms of experience. That's actually what the text message would pull up automatically, Tammy. But if you're looking at that, it should say services, and then, of course, Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
Okay, perfect. So the Google Business Profile Optimization will mirror the content on Bing, the other major search engine as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different directories and destinations. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you. I don't want to walk you through everything on here, but we do have the mobile number, at least one of the mobile numbers. The primary number is the 9340 on there. And then at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and above it there is a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer.
Yeah, I've already signed it.
Oh, is it already asking you for the username and password?
Yes.
Okay, so the username, and you don't have to worry about trying to put it in right now. It's just our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system, because it's coming from my.localsplash.com. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks it is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you tried logging in now, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created. In fact, the password's not even been created yet. The username, though, is Dennis's phone number. The area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just the number is 817-901-9340. That is the username. In a couple of days, you'll get that texted and emailed out with the password as a default password. You can change it once you're able to log in. But you are all set and squared away on my end. That follow-up call, like I said, scheduled at 10 o'clock for tomorrow. It will be one of our interview technicians giving that follow-up call. But I'm glad you guys called back and answered when I reached back out to you. I'm actually, pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there, get your phone ringing. If we can help you to scale back on paying for leads and chasing down those leads, save you some time, headache, hassle, frustration, all of that, I think that's good for you. Makes me feel pretty good, too. So I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Real pleasure speaking with you both. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day, and our interview technician will be reaching back out to you on this number around 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Not tomorrow,
Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, Thursday. Thursday is, tomorrow's just Wednesday. But it will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock. I've got that in the system.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you guys. Thank you both. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.